members, ladies and gentlemen. Our meeting was scheduled for 12:45, and it's going to be a very brief meeting. But I've realized that we are having only one apology. There is no indication that other honorable members are on their way, whether they are late or they are not going to be part of the meeting. Can I just give them at least 5 minutes? And then we, if they are not coming to agenda the meeting. But it's critical that we're having a pile of bills that are coming. And the bills that are dealing with very critical issues of the citizens of the Republic of South Africa. We are expecting the MPRDA that will also be coming off. Equally, other bills from the land reforms. So we shouldn't be, we must make sure that there are no irregularities, non-compliance in processing all these bills. So it is indeed critical that all processes to avoid irregularities should be in place. Okay. So disappointingly, my honorable members are not telling horrible things that they are not coming to our meeting. Let me just pause and hang on for that. It's now 2 minutes. I mean, just wait for 2 minutes because I was trying to buy time while allaying this concern. But I cannot just keep you here, ladies and gentlemen, while there is nothing coming forth. Thank you very much, honorable members, and a special welcome to the Chief Whip of the National Council of Provinces, Dr. McDermott. Our meeting was scheduled for 1:45, and it is a very, very short meeting until 1 o'clock. To discuss, just to adopt the minutes and also look at the referral from the President of the PAP, which there are irregularities in passing the bill from the House. That procedure not substantive, procedural in the meaning that the section 75, subsection 2, is not applied. And also a rule for the House, rule 61, the President indicated that it was not complied with because the House was not only a quorum. In the correspondence, we were supposed to be looking at the section 6 of the letter that has been written, which the committee should indicate that they admit as a committee that indeed they agree with the President or disagree with the President. That is a short briefing that will be the reason for our meeting. But unfortunately, having also, despite the invitation, as well as in the last meeting, having taken a decision that today we'll make sure that before we go to the house, we should be here and deal with the matter. It's a matter of 30 minutes. So all honorable members agreed. So just a disappointment. But fortunately, that the chief will be here. But we must emphasize the point that we'll be faced with a barrage of bills that are coming, and very, very critical ones that are dealing, that are touching the nerves of some entire members of the community, citizens. The issue that we'll be dealing with, the MPRDA, and the bill that we're dealing with, the land restitutions, that land reform matter, is also a critical issue because it's dealing with elected. So it's a pity. I've just to make this important, I've opened the meeting. We run for a quorum. The meeting will be adjourned so that we can prepare ourselves to go to the house.
You saying when this meeting was being decided upon, members agreed that they will be here. I would like just send a message to them. I don't know by heart who belongs to which committee, so I don't know who's supposed to be here, because I think it's a very serious breach. It's a very serious breach. This morning I was writing to provinces, telling them that, okay, people don't seem to devote their time to working to the and I pleaded with provinces to withdraw those people who don't have time for work here. They must be withdrawn. I need a team here that will focus fully on the work in the NCOP for the benefit of our people, Chairperson. But those maybe who think it's a holiday, I think they're in the wrong place. So I need the full record of who belongs to this committee. And I would like also to be recorded. I attended, I think I'm ex officio in the committee. Yeah. So I have attended here. And of course, I'm disappointed that this important work cannot go on. At the political committee level, we talked about this bill being returned to Parliament. Basically, what it is saying is we're not applying ourselves fully to the work that we are. Yeah, yeah. I was just listening to speeches at the funeral of the late Reverend Stofile. One of the speakers says, okay, people who feel have let down the movement and the people. If you say you're sorry, you take the fall on your sword. We've got to do the same here. We must do the same here. So, Chairperson, I'm very disappointed. I am very, very... Are there any apologies?
Honorable Nito, who has now, and I don't know whether she's going to take over now also as a VIP.
No, no, Haye is in hospital.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. It's not official yet.
Okay.
When Haye is not here, Nita is the provincial with for the Eastern Cape.
Okay, not for the committee.
I am not sure who was your whip for the committee.
I
no, she moves into all positions that high. Yes, yes. That's the situation. But I would like a full record here so that when I'll be communicating, my health must be straight. Yeah. And but please understand me. You know, the Asian people are very aggressive. We are very aggressive because we make up for our height. Yeah. So, I sympathize with you, Chairperson, and I really am very, very sorry about this. But you know what? The circus will come to an end. It definitely will. Now, are there no opposition members of this committee? Unfortunately, you see, this whip whips everybody. Yeah, they will all have. Yeah. So anyway, thank you very, very much. I just hope that the sitting is going to, we're not going to be as disappointed.
I think I must also say something here, which is worrying me. I mean, it's putting the NC in a very awful position. Every time, it's the first time that the opposition is here. Most of our committees, meetings, they are the ones who are always there, and they accuse our members of not being disciplined and attending, and they must give us a quorum most of the time. And we must say, because it is not a bad reflection on our side, meaning that there is no discipline in our organization and commitment of our comrades to attend the meeting. And if you could also address it, because most of the time, I can assure you.
I thought, I really thought that from the experience of the local government, we'll be coming on with more energy and focus, all of us as the representative, as honorable members. Thank you.
I'm happy that you have given us.
We are collective, and we will prevent provinces. Each province must call its own tonight. Each province.
So our agenda is
thank you
very much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.